I'm just going to read two poems, I think. The first one is called Balls. Perhaps I left them sitting on the check-in desk at Lima Airport, softly spreading, acquiring the smooth plane of the counter, until they were moved to lost luggage, where they sit like Lilliputian potato sacks among suitcases in the dark. Maybe they became dislodged last time I jumped off the cliff at Howe Strand. The sudden kiss of water popped them off, and they are bobbing like quirks now on the sea, or washed up in the tide line, tangled in bladder rack. Perhaps I left them on stage last time I read at an open mic. I trembled so much they dropped to the floor. Later, swept with scrunched up papers into the bin, thrown onto Cork City dump, only to be plucked up and eaten by a fat seagull. Maybe they fell out of my bags onto the street the last time I left my boyfriend for a week, and some other woman picked them up, attached them to herself with sellotape, staples, or sewed them right on, then left her good-for-nothing husband for good. And now that she has those weighty, hairy things, perhaps she is singing and dancing at open auditions on Broadway, not caring what anyone thinks, or she is in Guatemala, diving naked from a cliff into Lake Atitlan. Okay, the next one I'm going to read is called Holy Water. My brother's playing soccer in the garden, and my mother out at work. I tiptoed upstairs to the attic room to explore boxes of books, Treasure Island, The Famous Five, getting lightheaded from the words and the smell of creamy paper, from mites scurrying across old-fashioned illustrations, the dust motes floating in warm sunbeams through the skylight. Then I spotted a gleam behind an old handbag full of mask bouquets and congratulations on your baby boy cards. Brave as Jim Hawkins, I squeezed under the eaves, risked splinters and the itch of yellow candy floss insulation to get at it. It was Mary I'd hailed so many times. She'd appeared in the form of a plastic bottle, cobweb white, draped in robes of opaque blue. I knelt, half in hiding. Twisting off her crown, I put the thread of her open head to my lips and knocked back the stagnant water in one. This was mine. This was real. No silver mints pretending to be communion in the classroom. Finally, a direct line. It tasted like a muddy puddle. I kept it down. The nausea passed. And I waited for the piety to take hold, for the miracle, the apotheosis. Then I hid the empty bottle on a rafter in the shadow of the handbag and crept back downstairs. I keep this to myself.